In Parshas Truma, so you have here the Inyan of the Mishkan, and different, each Kli has its own Yichud. If we take a look at Moshe Ramban, when he speaks about, in the beginning of Shmois, when he speaks about the description of the Seder HaDvarim in terms of the Chshivas of the different Kalim, so he puts down the Oren as being the Ikach Shivas, and everything is around the Oren and sort of complementary. Everything fulfills a supportive role. So if we were to ask ourselves, what is the Mishkan? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheichin? It would have to be the Oren. You also have the Shaila, whether the Koil came from the Mizbeach, whether it came from the oil, it came from the Bein Abadim. But at any rate, one would assume that's called the Mishkan. The specific name Mishkan is given to the first covering of the Mishkan. And it doesn't come first, it comes pretty much last. Mizbeach HaZov is an exception, but that comes there. So you have here the Mishkan, and then on top of that you have a covering called an Oihel, and on top of that you have either one or two coverings, depending on the Shittas, which was the Oiris Elam Adomim and the Oiris Tchoshim, but those are three or four layers. The last two layers are sort of very protective, and that there's no Arichas Lechumish whatsoever. But if you compare the two layers that are called Mishkan and Oel specifically, it's interesting the difference between the two. I understand the Oihel is the bigger one because it encloses more, and that's why the Oihel is the outer layer. But so what exactly is the Mishkan, if the Oihel is the bigger one? There's also differences in the way the Pasuk describes how it's made. Both of them were made from Urios, and the Urios had to be attached to each other. But there's a very big difference in the Lashon. Here you have Es HaMishkan Tas Es HaYurios. Here you have that the Vasisa Yurios Izim L'Oil Ala Mishkan. So, fine, that's the same. Then you have a pasuk in Mishkan that you don't have at all in the in Ohel. That's a possible reason for it. It says, Chamesh ha-yuriyos tiyenu choyvres isha l'choysa. There should be five yuriyos that are parallel each to each other. The chamesh yuriyos choyvres isha l'choysa. In other words, five of them should be ready in order to attach themselves to five other ones. Then it says, Vasisululoz tchelzas vasirachas. You make these, the places for the attachments. Vechein tasa besvasirachtenu chasreina. You make the same thing for the other ones. Chamishululoz that attach them. Makbilos alos isha achoysa. And you make them parallel to each other. And then you make the hooks to attach them with it. In the description of the Urios on top of that in the old Moed, the Urios Izim, all you have over there is the it says you make Chamishim Lulos on both of them. You assume that that they're going to be they'll be parallel so that you can attach one to the other. It's obvious that they have to be aligned. But the pasuk doesn't not at all mayrich in that. Doesn't say. It says you make this amount and then you attach them. The end of it, it says v'chibarta es ha'oihel v'hoya echad. You attach all the parts of that oihel, the second one, v'hoya echad. In the first one, it says v'sisa chamishka zezov v'chibarta sirish isha chayse bakrosim v'hoya hamishkan echad. Now, here it says, v'chibarta sa'oyel v'ya echad, you attach it so that it's one. Here it says, you attach them, and v'hoya ha-mishkan echad, and the mishkan becomes one. Very interesting lashon. Here it's the v'chibarta sa'oyel v'ya echad. Here it says that v'hoya ha-mishkan echad, and the word, it's you can read the word mishkan over here, meaning the entire mishkan becomes one. The the Abarbanel and others learn that Hoya Mishkan Echad comes from the Lashon Shalem. In other words, not the word Echad meaning one in the sense of just one or in the sense of one unit. It means a Dovah Shalem. And they say because it's interchangeable. Takeda says it, the Maral says it in different places. It's assumed that the word one and the word perfect or Shalem is the same. I'd like to try to understand a little bit why. So I want to understand the difference between the Mishkan part of it, in other words, the first layer, which was made by Sekruvim, a whole, it was made of Sheish Mazas, Chelos, Agamot, Tashon, Ekruv, Maise, Choshev, Tassoisom. So it was woven with a lot of different elements. The second one is Yirias Yizim, and then the other, the Mixim, are Oros Elim Adomim and Oros Choshev, depending on whether it's one or two. So another nafkamina is that the first one is a variety of things, and then the next one is just one, and so on. One more inyan, which you find kind of strange over here. There's a kpeda in the Maisa Mishkan that they should be made of miksha achas. For instance, the menorah was mamish miksha achas. It was one unit. No screws allowed, nothing. The other ones couldn't be made out of one because it was made of eights and a tzipi zohav, but there was an eights and a tzipi zohav. That's it. It was not made into parts and pieces. Parts and pieces are inferior. The krushim couldn't be made one unit because you had to carry it around. The Mishkan had to be something that could be dissembled and carried around. And therefore, you obviously could not have that arrangement there. So the krushim, I understand, had to be krushim. They were different. They also did not form really a wall. The krushim were not one unit. It wasn't a wooden wall. So there was all sorts of openings. There was this. There was that. It wasn't a wooden wall. And the mela, by its nature, was missing. It had parts and pieces and so on. But the Rios, Lechura, why didn't you sew them together? It could have just rolled it into one big roll. I mean, I don't know the dimensions. Taught me to visualize it. But that's something that could have been one and should have been, I don't know if no animal was big enough to have that type of size, even though it's hard to know. It's hard to imagine that there was an animal. Well, the first one, that you made out of Sheish Mazin, Chelz HaGoman, you could just wove it all together. The second one, the Izim, Orech HaYiriach HaShloshim Ba'ama, so obviously it was sewn together. I don't think there was any animal that had Orech. And Bal Korchot sewing it together is better than, it's called one Yiriya, so why didn't you just sew the whole thing together? I don't know, hard to visualize, I don't know how big it would be, how bulky it would be, but whatever it is, that's the tzura that's made, and it needs an esbonus as to why it's like that. Devin Ezra says here, very, very strange lashon. Devin Ezra explains, v'hoya mishkan echad. So, v'mishkan kro echad, koilel hakoil. The mishkan is called one, because it means one sort of inclusive. It includes other things. So echad would kind of mean unifier, so to speak. Ki kol guf ein adav echad, because there's nothing physical that is one. Raku mechuba mechadim. Everything physical is made of different elements. Vekocha Hashem hanichbad. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Hashem hanichbad, let us say. Shu echad, koil akoil, v'nikra echad. V'chein ha'oilom akot v'agodl, meaning the Bria and Tzuras Adam, that is also the same inyan. That's the Lashon Aben Ezra. So it's a very, very interesting Lashon. What does he mean to say, kocha Hashem ha'nichbod, shu echad koil akoil, v'nikra echad? Kadosh Baruch Hu is called one because it's koil akoil and so on. The truth is, it's very interesting. The Lashon of the Zohar over here is not that different than the Aben Ezra. It's on our parasha over here, and it's talking about the teichen of of the Mishkan. Pasach v'ama. Vesa Mishkan tase esse yirias v'chulu. Ha-hocha rozad yichuda. This is the site of Echod. Du tikuna de Mishkan ha-mekama dargan ihu. It's the tikkun of the Mishkan of many madregas. In other words, the esse yirias becoming together is the site of the Mishkan. D'chsive voya Mishkan Echod. L'ischazo de chol shayf in the gufa. To show that all the avarim of the guf, kulu raza de guf echad, are part of the side of one guf. So he uses the marshal of a guf and the halakim of a guf, v'imis achid. V'barnash, ispe kama shayf ilor tatoin. A human being has, or similar to a person, who has many halakim lamalo lamato, ilim pnimoin legoi, vilim biskali lebar. Some are hidden inside, some are open. V'kulu ikrun guf echada. And they're all called one guf, v'ikivar nashchad, and it's one person, v'chabura chada, with one chiba. Oif hacha mishkina, so too the mishkin, kulu shayfin kigavnad le'ela, these are all chalakim in mirroring a higher mitzias, v'kad ischabru kulu kechada, when they come together, k'deyn k'sivoy ha-mishkin echad. That's called a mishkin echad. And then he says, p'kuda deraisa, the tzivuyim in the Torah, Kula shayfim veivorim, they're all parts and limbs. Berozad le'ela, v'kad mischavim kula kechad, and when they come together, kedein kula solkel le'rozachad. They all become, they all are oila to the side of one. In other words, when the evarim come together, in the form of the different mitzvahs of the Torah, it's one. And then it says, if somebody's megarea, even one tziva deraisa, kilagora dukne memnusa, it's as if it was pegea in the demus of emuna, because akula shayfim vevarim dukne adam v'ginkach kula salki rozichod, because they're all parts of a person and so on. So Zohar Kodesh seems to say something which is almost similar. He doesn't quite say the word Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Anichbad. But Lamaise, he says that the chalakim of the Torah and so on, the seid of Echad, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Goyin says over here, the Goyin says in his Pirush, he says like this, Ika yichud liyachid es atzmi lamata k'dei shishol v'yichud amiti. Yichud, the main yichud lamata, the main purpose of a person's avoida, so to speak, is to be miyach himself lamato, k'dei sheishol v'yichud amiti, so that the real yichud can be on him. K'lamala ein tzarech yichud. Elyonim don't need a yichud. K'em yichudim tamid, they're always miyuchud. Rak, she'ein lamato yichud gomo. If lamato there's no yichud, ein mokrem lishos ha'yichud amiti. There's no place, if in tachtoinim there's no yichud, there's no echod, then the echod milamala cannot dwell and be part of it. Ubazet Tovin, he says, Mashoma ven Ezra voya Mishkan Echod, Kshamida Mishkan kola chalokin nasa Echod, Vechein Hashem Echod ein Shom. So he's explained that ben Ezra, very unusual. So he's ben Ezra, and he says it's the same union that he said over here, and he's marich a little bit also, Vezem Pirshish Kala Prat, and so on. But let's talk a little bit, let's try to understand this Nakud over here. What's the Nakud he's trying to say? You find, let's go to another inyan. You find Lamashal in the Yud Gimel Midos Atayin Adreshes Behen. There a big chalik of those midos. Well, those Yud Gimel Midos have many parallels in different worlds and different aspects. But let's go a little bit with the pshutai. So you have all sorts of one inyan that commands, I would say, probably the most Yugim Midas, is the union of Klal Uprat. You have Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, Klal Uprat Uklal, Klal Shutzarech Leprat, Prat Shutzarech Leklal. It's five different Midos that are Torah addresses behen, and each one is its own union. Klal Uprat and Prat Uklal and Klal Uprat Uklal we're familiar with. These are inyanim that when the Torah puts down a klal which covers everything, and then you have a prat, it's bothersome. If I say everybody's invited to the Suda tonight, and I say, Chaim, would you come to the Suda? That's strange. So there's a stira be'etzim. That can't be the seisa, and we need to say that the prat is the important, is the last one is the important statement. Or, if I say, Chaim, why don't you come to the Suda tonight? And then I say, will everybody come to the Suda tonight? So there we say, the kol is the ikker. And even though I started with a prat, there's a reason for it. Klal or prat to klal, the same thing. Yeah, I said, everybody come to the Suda. I say, Chaim, will you come to the Suda? And I say, Rabbi, say, everybody should come to the Suda. Again, there's an inherent stira between klal and prat. And there we need to explain that there's a limud born out from the stira between the klal and the prat. So in the interplay between klal and prat, in that stira, I was betzem saisa myself, and that's how I learned something. Klal shetzorach leprat, uprat shetzorach leklal, means that the Torah told us a klal, Torah told us a prat, but the klal needed the prat to be mashlim. I mean, the examples is Kisra Adam and so on. The technical part is not important as much as that halacha klal shetzorach leprat, uprat shetzorach leklal, are midas that are mevatel the first one. In other words, a klal and a prat, or a prat to klal, or a klal prat to klal. If the relationship between the klal and the prat is such that they need each other, then that becomes bottle. The distinction between the two becomes bottle. So in the relationship between klal and prat, we have a type of example. A type of metzias where the pratim themselves, the pratim are what are mashlim the klal. The prat is something which putting the pratim together gives us the klal. Missing a prat, the klal limps. I don't have a complete klal. For instance, if I come along and I see, I'm trying to study a certain disease, and I see Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have the disease, and Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have something in common. But I don't know details about Binyamin and Yosef, whether or not they have the disease, whether they fit the same thing or not. Then my klal is not complete, and there is no klal. The klal does not exist yet until I haven't seen the pratim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's structure of the world, in terms of the inherent stira between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world are two, are very opposite. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Echad means it's one thing. It's a p'chinas klal. There are no pratim that are different than for instance, let's put it into words we can understand. Let's say I have a car. So I'm looking at the car, and I see somebody added a loudspeaker to play music outside to broadcast something. So that's added to the car. It's not part of the car. It's not car. The klal car doesn't fit it. Masha'in Kane, if I look at all the screws and the bolts and the nuts in the engine, even though there are thousands of them, but the word car fits every single one. This is a car. A car is something that runs, and everything that goes into running is car. The name car is chal on it. So you have two divisions. If there are not enough nuts and bolts to make it run, so that the engine could run, it's not a car. Missing the pratim will give you will not be able to give you the klal. It's not an engine because it doesn't run. Overloading it. So let's say I ask somebody, what is this? And it's an engine of a car, and it also has a loudspeaker to say something. It's no longer an engine of a car. It's a broadcasting mobile. It's something else, because if I can't be mitzaref the pratim to it, it's something other than that, And its echor has to be different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us is the klal. In the word echod means neither more nor less. The all-encompassing is, the word echod is all-encompassing. And the Bria is Merabu Masach Hashem. The Bria is Pratim, 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 Pratim. And therefore, the Avoda of all the Bria is that it form Chalokim, that its Chalokim come together in a way that HaKadosh Baruch, that it is Echad, and it mirrors the image of the Echad. So just like a person has a puzzle, there's a picture on top of the box, and he has to take all the pieces and put it together. Missing a piece or adding a piece will give us a different picture than that picture that's there. So the Bria's in Metzias is a Metzias of Pratim. That's the Bria. Each piece is a piece. What defines us as a Nivra is our unique self. Each and every person's specific Nekuda is defines him as a Nivra. And the Tachlis of the Bria is that if the Pratim are Mitztarif perfectly, then we get the picture of the Klal exactly. If we Megareya or Moisif, either one, then we don't have the picture anymore. It's not the Pshat, when somebody is missing a 2 cent screw for his engine that's vital, he's not missing a 2 cent screw. He doesn't have an engine. As far as he's concerned, there is no engine. Because even though he may be close to having an engine, but in terms of, is this a car engine or not, will you get anywhere with this engine? The answer is no. It makes no difference if he has only one screw, or if he has everything but one screw, the results are the same in terms of getting any place. It's just easier to get to the point. That's the Zohar HaKadosh says. Anytime the world and Torah is the site of that chibur, Torah is the diagram, how parts can snap together to perfectly give you the image of Echad. And if a person's megareya one thing, it's not, if the person who stole that screw out of the engine, it didn't steal the screw only, basically there is no engine now. I mean, you can fix it, but right now it's exactly the same as if you were taking everything. Makes no difference. So anytime a person is pegim in any aver of Torah, in any mitzvah, in any inyan of Torah, it's a pegam in the entire thing. It's just that if it's only one inyan, maybe the tikkun is a little closer. But mitzad, the chas is the same. The avoda Torah is a picture of how to put together the world in a way that the pieces mirror the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he says over here, that's what the Goyin is learning up in the Aven Ezra, that when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Echad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he means is the Hashra of the Shechina, on the world to appear as Echad is only Shayach if the world is Netzur of Echad. In other words, we deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Echad that shines out from the world. And so if the world is set up properly, that it's Echad, that all the pieces have been snapped together perfectly, then we deher, then Shechina is there. If not, it's just not there. So just like if I were to ask a researcher, I'd present him a set of facts. If I present him with the accurate set of facts, then the picture of what the disease is will be perfect. Then I'll tell him, yes, this is X. If I'm lacking one thing or adding one thing to the research, something that doesn't exist or whatever, then I don't have the picture. If the picture's gone. So the Echad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, not the Atzmius HaKaviyach, which is beyond us, but the Echad with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us is when the world is Echad. When all the pieces are perfectly aligned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, by definition. Because what is that oneness of the world? What is the common denominator of the world? The common denominator of the world is Echad. And therefore, Akash Baruch Hu is here. Masha'inkin, if I'm a Gareya or Moisef, anything, then that's not this common denominator. I may not have any Echad, I may have many Echads. And I don't have Hashuas HaShechinah. The Mishkan was a mini creation of the world. And the tziruf of the inyanim together. It says about Betzal was yodeh letzaref oisish that the world was nivra, and that's how he made the Mishkan. In other words, the Mishkan was a putting together the pieces to become one inyan. In halacha, I want to explain in the inyan being mitzaref things. There's an interesting phenomena. You need to have, for different inyanim, you need to have a tziruf of two things together. Let's take two or three inyanim. One is, mashal, for brachas. If I'm a shanim makom, if I make a brach on two mekomos, then the bracha, you need to make new bracha. If it's under one roof, it's a shaylan, it's machlaeski, is a machlaeski, is a chadorim, you're under one roof. We pass under one roof, if you add a mind for sure, then it's one entity for brachas. Because the roof is mitzaref, everything underneath it. Certainly if you have one room, as big as it'll be, the roof is mitzaref, all the chalokim, even if you built a stadium that's roofed in, everything is mitzaref as one. Because the roof is what's mitzaref everything together. For tumah, Tumah happens when I come into some contact with the Dava Tomei. For milder Tumas, I need Nigir. For Mohammed Tumas, I need Hesed. Even Hesed is good enough, and so on. I don't need to actually touch it, but jiggly. For the most Chomedic Tumah, being in the same room, being under one oil, is called that I'm together with it. I was together with it because we were under one roof together. Another inyan, which is challah. The halacha is you need a share challah to take challah. You need to be mitzaref it either when if the challahs are attached to each other, those attach each other even loosely, that's a tziruf, that's pashit. If it's in one kli, it's a tziruf. The Torah says, and that's how we paskin, that there's a problem if stuff sticks out of the pot, so there's going to be asik, and let's say it's laying on a surface that has no levazos and it doesn't have any side walls. What do you do? Like matzahs? The halacha is if you cover it over with one covering, it's mitzaref it together. That's, in other words, when you mechaset lemalo, that's the tziruf of all the pratim. Explain it a drop and try to explain a little bit the Teichen Shabbai. It's a little bit counterintuitive because we understand that a wall is mitzaref, like a kli, but why would something on top be mitzaref it? And the answer is because the biggest tziruf of the pratim is when it comes from a machshava tchila. In other words, so to speak, from on top. This, I need this, if a person has a recipe, and it calls for X, Y, and Z, and he takes out the X, Y, and Z and puts them on the counter, the tziruf is not because they're laying on one counter, but because there's a das and a seichel milamala that took them and was mitzaref them. The real tziruf lies in seichel. The connection of things is a seichel dika enterprise, and therefore it's milamala. Like the person's head, what's mitzaref a person's body lies in the highest part of the body in the seichel. The seichel allows the foot to move when the eyes see a danger, and when he hears somebody he wants to meet. The seichel, the das of a person, the highest layer of a person is the mitzaref. Seichel and the das are seen to be, so to speak, on top. That's mitzaref the pratim. All comes together. And that makes it one. So, when you have the Mishkan, and the Mishkan represents the tziruf of the Chelki HaBriya, just like in a very broad sense, the Mishkan brought together Klal Yisrael to Avodas Hashem. It became the focal point of being Ma'achad Klal Yisrael to Avodas Hashem. There was a carbon from everybody, for everybody, and so on. The Tzura of the Mishkan had that. You had different elements in the Mishkan. Fine. But there is no Ashur Sachin, even the Aron. The Aron is one element. And if there wouldn't be a tziruf between the Aron and the Mizbeach and the Shulchan and the Menorah and all the different elements of it, there wouldn't be a Shuas HaShechina. The Mishkan, which means V'shachanti B'Soicham, the Hashuas HaShechina, if I want to label something as the Mashre Shechina, I have to label the Mitzarif. And the Mitzarif is the first layer of covering which includes everything together. That is Be'etzim. The oil is higher because it includes more, so it's mahil on everything. But if I want to ask, what's the switch that brings Hashuas HaShechina? No one element, no matter how holy it is Hashuas HaShechina. Hashuas HaShechina is the tziruf of it. And the tziruf is done through the roof dafka, and that's called the Mishkan. And that's why the first layer of roof, its own mitzias reflected the bringing together of all the different elements. It was made out of, you know, sheish mazur and this and that and chayis. It was a weave of many of the elements, as opposed to the other layers, which was just one inyan, whether it was izim or elam adamim or tchashim. It's just one inyan. That's it. This was a bringing together of all the different elements. It also, the Torah stresses, it's made of parts, but the parts are meant to click together. That's why there's such a stress on it. The Torah says it's yirios, but they're parallel. Each one comes with a lulav that puts it together, and it's parallel to the other lulav. The Torah is madgish that in each yiria itself, it adheres itself as part of the entire thing. And that's why the V'hoya Mishkan Echad means the entire Mishkan together became one through this element. It wasn't just that by the oil you detach everything. Vayechot, it was one. Here it was fakert. This made the entirety of the Mishkan echot, because it's mitzias of laying over everything, and that became, so to speak, the tziruf of all the pratim together. That's the oil over here. I'd like to understand in Avoda that we have, there has always been one of the tensions in Klal Yisrael between different Mahalchim Avodas Hashem, and its internal tensions also, is between Prat and Klal. Doing each Maisa Mitzvah requires a focusing on specific Maisa Mitzvahs that deal with this Maisa Mitzvah. It's Pratim, it's Dikdukim, and so on and so forth. And in its Pratim and Dikdukim, each and every one is unique. Each and every one excludes the other. Each and every one has no shaykhis to the other. It's that's the nature of it. Mayin Shmitas Har Sinai. One has no shaykhis to the other. And therefore, that is... So doing Maisa Mitzvahs in perfection requires a tremendous dikduk on detail. It's at each mitzvah, and each mitzvah becomes exclusive of the others. It says, like by the Aseres HaDibros, that each time a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a dibra, like Klal Yisrael was totally filled with that dibra. There was a reach that came and took away the other reach and a new reach and so on. It's something which is all encompassing. On the other hand, you have a veda like Yira and Ava, the more pnimistic avodas that blur the distinction between the differences and sort of say, well, what's the difference? I mean, it's all you know, the main thing is it bringing you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? The closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether the Av or the Yireh. And in the different strains of Avodas Hashem, G'dolei Olam, Anakei Olam, there was that tension between the two different Mahalchim. The truth is, Torah in this case is Klal Uprat. It's a Klal that's Tzorech Leprat, Uprat Tzorech Leklal. Like the Goyen says, and that's what the Goyen says actually. Goyen tells two Klal Uprat. Doesn't have as specific as it didn't go into the details went into, but he speaks about Klal Uprat. There is no Deher of Hashem Echad. All the Dveikas of Hashem Echad are a mirage if the person doesn't have the details there. Person builds a wonderful Mishkan wrapped up with Yiras, and it's missing a Kli. It's missing. And nothing happens over there. If a person, on the other hand, has all the Pratim, but doesn't cover it with the Yiras, there's no Mishkan either, because the Pratim themselves are not, if a person has it only as Pratim, if a person finds steerus in himself, this mitzvah he does, this mitzvah he doesn't do. And not because, we all have a Yetzirah, sometimes it's harder for us to do mitzvah X, mitzvah Y. So for one person it's easier to learn, for other person it's easier to get up for davening, for third person it's easier to do somebody a favor with Olam Tzitzis Nefesh, fine, that's our nature. As long as we understand it as such, okay. But in terms of, if a person's mezalzel in a prat, if he davens and he's mezalzel in learning, he learns and mezalzel in davening, he's mezalzel in der heretz, and he's mar b'diker mitzvahs or fakert, he's mitzuyin in der heretz and mezalzel in mitzvahs. It's not the prat he's missing. Oh, I'm not a shalom in this prat. If it's coming with an ideology, which is usually what happens, which everything starts as a weakness but ends up as an ideology by us. If it starts that way, then just you have nothing. In terms of, if the tachlis is to bring a shulchan, you brought a shulchan. Tachlis is not a shulchan, tachlis is a mishkan. And if you're missing a prat, there's no mishkan. And if you have all the pratim but you don't have the klal, you also don't have a mishkan. The side of the mishkan is echad. In Zman Shabbos, it says is a for those who say the kegavne in davening, it's the side of Shabbos when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and it says the echad parallels the echad in the world. It's when the two echads come together, kaviyochol. It says that vehoyu lebasa echad. The echad of the world and the echad of Elyonim both snap into place simultaneously. Kedusha Shabbos has that ability to reflect that. And it's a tremendous, for a person who does the right things all week long, Shabbos is meant to be the thread that ties it together. Shabbos is a time when a person can reflect in a more ruchnistic way, and the hair that the learning and the chesed and the davening, everything else that the person has been doing, needs to come together as some sort of one picture. That's the thread of Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into the world. So the Mishkan is the central avodah of Klal Yisrael. To the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad in the world. Shabbos and Zman and Betzim Avodas Hashem is Shema Yisrael Hashem Ki Hashem Echad. All of Avodas Hashem. It consists of two inyanim that need both equal attention. It needs an understanding that until the last detail is not in place, till the last wire is not connected, you don't have it. And at least, like always, everyone has his weak spots, everyone has places where it's not as well, not strong. But if the person at least has with his mind that this is a weak spot and I need something about it, it's not right, and I'm missing it, if you're missing it, you at least have it potentially. If the person says he's missing a screw, means he's put in like a dotted line there and the screw will be put in. But if the person doesn't, the hair is missing it, then he has nothing, he has a dud. And then there's an avoda, which Musa came to supply, Chassidus in its way, that a person needs to fill the entirety of his pieces with one ruach, with Yira, with Ava, with Dasalikim. A person needs the hair that all of the pieces are embraced, are taken milamalo, are taken with the Yiriya, that when the Yiriya is there in place, that's when Vahaya Mishkan Echad. The makom becomes a makom echad when it's all enveloped with one yiriya, with a mishkan, and when a person has it, it's not the pshat. Now he waits for Ashras Shechina. That is Ashras Shechina. It's called mishkan because there a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. As soon as you've written in the last number of the address, you have the address. As soon as a person has put in that last yiriya and covered it all, that's when a person is zayichat to vayil mishkan echad. That the whole thing becomes an echad, and the echad is within that mishkan automatically almost. Shabbos.
Yeah. We should share the minyan.
Yeah.
Same minyan. The minyan is sort of a klal pratim. Once you have a klal pratim,
yes,
of klal Yisrael, so that's about
right. Correct. Correct. Yeah.